I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, 69 degrees. KSL's top story. KSL. It's KSL Sports, and after a long wait, baseball is back on the schedule in Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake Bees are gearing up for their home opener tomorrow night at Smith's Ballpark. But KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson tells us there won't be as many fans allowed in as usual.
Even though players in the big leagues were able to compete against other teams in 2020, minor leaguers weren't always able to do that. Bees outfielder Joe Adell says they were only able to compete against themselves last year. And even during this year's preseason, they were only able to play against one other team. So they say they're very excited to be out of Arizona and back at Smith's Ballpark.
Only about 3,200 fans will be allowed to attend tomorrow night, and masks are still required, at least for now. The Utah Jazz are hoping to put a button on their two-game series against the San Antonio Spurs. They play again this evening, 7 o'clock at Vivint Arena. The Jazz beat San Antonio Monday night. That one was 110-99. What's going on with last season's NFL MVP? Rumors have been swirling since the first day of the NFL draft last week. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. 49ers quarterback, cornerback Richard Sherman was on ESPN's First Take today and says the Packers are disrespecting their quarterback.
You see him draft his replacement last year, and there's no problem with that. I don't think he's really that as irked about that as people think, but I think there is a disrespect when you say, hey, we got your replacement sitting here, and you just had an MVP season, and we're just supposed to think everything's cool. You know, as a player, he literally can do nothing else. And you hear people talking about, hey, he needs to prove it again. No, he doesn't. He doesn't need to prove anything. He just was MVP for the third time this decade. And I don't think people are giving him enough credit for that.
Recent reports indicate Aaron Rodgers wants some high-level staff and the Packers back office fired if he's to return to Lambeau Field. Mask wearing is still causing friction in Utah, and people on both sides of the debate are making their voices heard. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Mask wearing rules now on the shoulders of businesses after all but a few state pandemic-related restrictions ended yesterday. Hale Center Theater announcing they're not requiring them.
The biggest cheer of the night was following that announcement.
Social media lit up to their posts saying masks are welcome but not required. Many thanked them, others calling it selfish. The theater's CEO, Mark Dietland, line says they're just following state rules.
We have just simply opted to go with what those in charge here in the state have indicated to us that they feel is safe.
Another showdown over masks last night at the Granite School Board meeting. The board leaving abruptly as parents demanded kids not wear them in schools. The new state law requires it. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The lawmaker behind Utah's endgame bill says it's time to end all face mask and social distancing regulations. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says public health orders related to COVID have stopped, although mask requirements will stay in effect for the schools and state-owned facilities.
In fact, UTA says masks and social distancing will be required on trains and buses until September. Representative Paul Ray is calling that ridiculous, saying it's a total arbitrary end date. He says no government or health agencies should be requiring face masks at this point. Rather, he thinks it's time to totally put the power of decision-making into the hands of everyday Utahns.
He's expecting local businesses and restaurants will benefit from the change. They can now expand seating and allow more people inside. President Biden today promoted his newly launched restaurant revitalization program. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fund which opened for applications this week provides nearly $29 billion to restaurants struggling in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden says ensuring the survival of America's restaurants will not only help the business owners and the employees, but the nation as a whole.
Whether it's our economy or our sense of community, we're relying on restaurants to play a big role in our recovery.
Portions of the fund have been set aside for minority-owned businesses. Time may have run out for many Americans who can't afford their rent. A federal judge today threw out a CDC order protecting them from eviction. The CDC and the Department of Justice are appealing that ruling. COVID-19 cases are on the decline in the U.S. New CDC data shows the seven-day average has hit 48,000 cases per day, which is lower than it's been in months. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the study suggests that by July, things could look a lot more normal.
What we learned from this report is that we are not out of the woods yet, but we could be very close.
The CDC also saying the study highlights more encouraging news if the majority of the U.S. population gets vaccinated. And a jury in Rome has convicted two young adult men from the U.S. in the killing of a police officer. The pair was accused of fatally stabbing the officer in the early hours of July 26, 2019, after a drug deal gone wrong. Now, the two have both been sentenced to life in prison. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35. Ricky, I went to the dentist today. Can you tell by the way I'm talking on the air? No, see, I'm okay. I didn't know this. The dentist said, oh, you have to do the radio show. Well, we have a shot we can give you that reverses the numbness now.
What?
I've never heard of this before.
No way.
Yeah, no way. He showed me the little vial and said they just came out with it within the past year. And I said, sure, I'll be a guinea pig. And you know what? 5-10 minutes, the numbness was gone. I was good to go.
I have a dental appointment next week. We got to compare notes.
Your dentist is going to say, ah, they were pranking, Jeff. It was just salt water. What's happening on the road?
Well, we do have this crash on Mountain View Corridor at about 9400 90th South. You've got vehicles to the left and right, and delays continue. They're pretty solid for northbounders on I-15 in Davis County from the Highway 89 split in through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
5 minute news is next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.